And in for John Williams, chair number two, occupied by Chuck Fralick. He's the president of Tag Outlet, thetagoutlet.com. And Chuck, you know, I'm sure a lot of people in the business community know your name. A lot of Chicagoans may know a little bit more of the story of the owner, the founder of the Tag Outlet. He was a kind of a pillar in our community, right?
Absolutely, John. I appreciate you asking me that. Yeah, Norman Glassberg is our visionary and founder of the business. Started it almost 50 years ago at this point. Unfortunately, we lost Norman about 12 years ago at this time. Strong product gentleman, had a great vision, and a great leader for the Tag organization for many years. So every day when I come into the office, I feel his presence, and we want to continue to make him proud of what we're doing with the legacy of the brand that he created. And so when we come every day, I ask the team, if Norman to walk in the room today, will he be smiling? And I tell them that he would be very proud of the hard work that our employees have done to keep his legacy moving forward.
And I imagine part of that legacy, just not knowing him, but based on what you've said, includes that give back to the community too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's one of the core values of our company. It's one of the pillars of what we strive for every day. And our ability to reach back into the community is extremely important to us. And I know it was very important to Norman.
From a business sense, giving back to the community, sometimes I think some businesses look at it as maybe they're going to lose some dollars because they're donating some of their profits to X, Y, or Z. But I imagine that for you guys, it's a motivational factor to keep not only that connection with the community, to build a strong community around you, connection with customers, connection with people that, you know, there's a give and take with the brand then almost.
Correct. It's not just looking at a tax deduction at the end of the day, right? It's not just a business decision that we're making here. It's people. And we want to make sure that the things we're doing are connecting with our employees. There's a lot of opportunities out there to give back, but we want to make sure we're connecting with those nonprofits in the area and the local community. So as we know, there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of nation and global opportunities out there for give back, but we wanted to be very specific and focused on what we're doing and giving back and the local community because we felt it would connect better with our employees. And so not only just giving, you know, shop to benefit opportunities in the outlet store and giving proceeds back to these nonprofits, but we also have the ability with the Common Pantry I mentioned where we actually volunteer. We go down with our employees and give our time as well throughout the year.
That's great. Again, we're chatting with Chuck from Tag Outlet. And if people are just joining us, you guys do textiles. It's a lot of the things all over the home that make a home, the candles, the wall decor, whatever it may be, the things that kind of add the accents all over the place. I feel like we are coming out of a phase of minimalism and no color, where a lot of rooms in the house were very basic. That's how we kind of liked it, very clean cut. Not everyone, of course. Are we starting to see a return to more pops of color, things along those lines?
Color is very important in our business. It gives us the opportunity, to your point, there's still some people who feel that neutral is the way to go. Mm-hmm. The Tag brand is a very colorful brand, very whimsical brand, especially around the holiday season. So the people who are gravitating towards our brand, our lifestyle brand, are those that are looking for that pop of color. So you can have big furniture, big purchases in the home, but bringing in our pieces and the accent and bringing that color allows you to change the style and the mood of the room throughout the year, not only on a seasonal basis, but also on an everyday basis as she continues to evolve and keep it fresh.
Yeah, and that's actually a great point, that even if you have neutral walls, which are very in, even the cabinetry, whatever it is, maybe the more affordable way to kind of refresh the way it looks at things is by adding the pop of colors that you guys offer.
Absolutely. I mean, you take a pillow, for instance. You can walk into a room where you've, you know, a lot of the furniture today is very expensive, and these are big, sometimes one-time purchases. You have the ability to make that sofa come to life several times throughout the year by just changing pillow covers and changing that color and that design. And so as your guests come in, because entertaining is big, as your guests continue to come into the house, they can see a big refresh going on.
We'll remind people about the tent sale again in one more moment, but you guys, your core business is selling to smaller boutique businesses. What is that relationship like? Do you have to have conversations with store owners about what they're hearing, what they like, what's going off the shelves, analyzing what works or doesn't work to adjust what you guys do on a larger scale, still local here in Chicago, but on a larger scale to respond to the needs and trends?
It's a great question. We're generally working about 18 to 24 months out. So so we'll have to always be looking forward. So in some cases, we like to be trend-setting in our little niche of the world. We have a very experienced and talented product development team. So we're basically working 18 to 24 months out, making some assumptions and also setting some trends and color decisions as we look forward. We're also being influenced Europe Sometimes they're a little bit ahead of the U.S. curve.
Interesting.
So we're looking at what they're doing, and we're traveling overseas to see what those trends are looking like, just to some of our influence.
When you say that, hold on, I got to stop you there. Does that mean like going into hotels and seeing what the trends are, reading their publications? Or are you knocking on doors, talking to experts? Like, what does that look like?
Well, there's industry shows. So number one, there's shows and forums that you can go to over there. There's also retail that's over there. So you have the ability to walk in retail. So you can feel the trends that are going on in Europe by visiting and shopping in their stores. And you can also attend these international shows that are happening throughout the year.
That's so cool.
And then we come back here to the States, and we also have showrooms in Atlanta and Dallas and Las Vegas, and we have industry shows several times a year. And we have the ability, we say we're a listening organization, so we want to understand what our customer needs are. So, you know, we have over 3,000 active SKUs in our line, a lot to offer, and sometimes they're not all 100% accurate and right. And we also want to know when we're not right. So we want to listen so we can continue to pivot, because at the end of the day, the North Star is the customer.
Absolutely. Okay, so if you are interested in seeing what was popular perhaps in Europe and will be soon, get ahead of the trends. Go to the Tag Outlet 10th sale. It's this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the location, at the outlet store that's about 2 years old, at 3310 North Elston in the parking lot. 3310 North Elston, the Tag Outlet tent sale, thetagoutlet.com. Chuck, great to meet you, my friend.
John, it's a pleasure talking with you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.